anyone who's there. This is the very crucial point in meditation, the beginning. How to come to this? And sometimes movement helps, because I move with the body. And with the mind, I am supposed to touch it. Not touch with the mind, this body. What is Pamela? Is that you? Mm-hmm. Yes. Let's do it. Just see what is. You don't even need to touch with your mind, too. The body. It's just the only speech. The present moment is unfolding in my body. And that's what stands. Unfolding on a subtle level. No one is able to do it for us, to witness this. There is that faculty which we call feeling. And through that, we can become aware. Let breathing come through and witness how it becomes quiet. Remember, we weren't meditating when I came in. See what we, how close we are to that concept now in reality. Johan, how close are you? Juan, any more?
I was meditating.
You were. Good. Now sit down, so that we somehow make, as you are, you just face the center of it. Yeah? Come a little bit here, there's also space. Come here. Here. And all look to the center. Don't make space where you were standing. See, just you can apparently nowhere look except where this could be, huh? You are just floating, dream. See, find yourself a space, So where you are, actually, all together, we just sit, and I sit here in the middle. Now you don't need to go away. You sit so that the other one can sit behind, look behind you. Look around you. I want everyone has a space behind. Make this circle around you, unless you have such me. What's coming next? Make that circle around you. Remember, we were often standing in circles. Fine, look how wonderful. Draw a circle around you, say. And you are not quite visible, Henry. Come, I like to see the orange a little more. And pull it Karen, you can go a little bit to that corner, in that corner. Good. Then I see you. Anyone? You go a little bit more into that corner, and you come to this point. You go a little step. That's right. You still can test it. stepping up, you come a little bit forward. No. You come a little forward, and you come a little forward. You go a little bit. No, that's fine. See how wonderful we are, spaced out. what faith are can we? We have faith here. But at the end,
we fall back. We get out of existence as we come into existence, and new existence comes. Our energy, what we call karmic energy, karmic forces, get born with us, and the body falls back to the matter, and the energy continues and takes another life, gets born with another body and falls back, circular. So that's why we are moving in life circles. And that way also you must see your meditation somehow as a circle. Sitting and meditating, it's falling always back to your own energies, contacting these energies, falling back into your own home, and beginning again and again. At the end it becomes a constant movement, moves itself. Very safe feeling, very protective feeling. That's why we sit in circles. And I think it's nice to have the meaning of the word. Meditation has that goal, or it's for that purpose, or for us to come to the meaning of the word. So when I sit in a circle, I not just have the idea I'm sitting in the circle, but I know of it, I know the meaning, I feel protected, I am nowhere going. I am in the movement of the universe, all moves in circles. Huh? So naturally, then I understand the tendency of sitting in circles. Let's go tonight, sit in circles. Huh? Sound is a circle too, it gets born and becomes big and the sound falls back. Everything moves in circles, and slowly, and that way you should see yourself in meditation. Constantly going, falling back to your own energy through being awake of it. Huh? Through training our consciousness, which can know and cognize. So we fall always back. So when I thought of experience that a little bit more conscious this moment in our own body by making a certain take your feet and make a circle of your own being, see, like this, sit even better, another circle. Nothing is linear in the world. The moment you become linear, you move out of the circle. See, you go out of the circle. You go somewhere. Don't know where most of the time. Better stay in the circle. There is no beginning, no end. There you are protected. You are in it. Much better. They have to see here. And hold them. Look at your toes meeting. Better if you have all your socks off. Hmm? It's nice and. Unless you think you will freeze. Huh? Mm-hmm. Like this. Your hands are also touching somehow to the sun. And we are changing the form of our circle, somehow joining the energies and change the form by coming up
with the knees and bring them to the elbow, close. See? What implication we have yet now to return to our energy, the unvited, and slowly open again, slowly, let the energies in the feet and legs carry you back. Don't feel strained, lean forward a little, just feel comfortable. See, that's very good. Another circle. See how you can be witness of yourself now. Once again, bring your feet together. As far as you can go, see what changes have occurred within your field and current of energy inside yourself. Where is it hot? Where is it training? Where is pain? Where do you think you die from? Or can we just openly allow the energies now to go back to our beginning place? Let the legs go apart by themselves. See, in this meditation we are training the mind to be witness, to be able to see the things as they are in life, not as we wish them to be. And we use our body, usually, traditionally, theoretically, always in quiet. That doesn't work so often, because so we take the movement and do it once again. It's getting difficult. See how you have to work against gravity in your legs and in your knees. And hold it. And for that you have a mind now to direct it to this experience. But you see, when you really witness, then you are a master of the experience. You are above. Close. That's three. Yeah. Close. Mm-hmm. Are we? Were we open? We were open. Ah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Good. See whether you can open further. Mm-hmm. And see whether you can now permit more coming to sitting on the floor. We all sit on two sitting bones. Are you aware of that? See how breathing finds its way through. And as you breathe out, whether you can allow the open legs in your knees yet to give into instead of holding yourself. Good. And for a little breath now, we part with our hands from the feet and put them behind ourselves. We come to this is support. See whether you can still give in into that open position of your knees. And then gradually we push them away before us. see how this feels. And whether you can, with a mind that isn't occupied in anything else, see the changes from that other position into this now. Where do I look for that? Go first with your hand. Allow more weight to go down through these arms. More trust into the flow. More trusting in your feet to the floor. And see how your torso, that is this part, hangs from here down to there. Does it hold itself, or can be just a little hang? Yes. Our instrument of experiencing the world. We have sat on the floor. To experience a little more exactly or precise the sitting or that what sits on the floor in sitting, our buttocks, we will lift it up. Give the weight into the heels and into the hands. Good. Your head is so looking, your eyes are looking to the floor. And hold. You see? Again, an invitation for observing my experience. You got it. If you use this food, then you are not going against the wall.
I am not against
the wall. No, I can't see it from here. Hold it. You see, the longer we hold, the more we invite the attention, do you? Because lots of experiences coming up. Energies move. I must put effort into it. I must start balancing that you can let loose in your abdomen, your muscles, the fight behind you. And now gently, very gently, only as much as you can feel, you bring it back to the floor. See how this support of the floor takes place. Henry, how was it? Where were your mind? Invited?
Mm-hmm.
Yes? Pamela? Was attention there, following?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Did you discover something?
My hand felt a lot.
Uh-huh.
Nervous.
What else? As you came to the floor,
sudden feeling of my buttocks meeting the carpet.
Let's do it once again and see what else we can observe. Am I witness? Why am I getting lost in the experience? Can I observe? That is the important part. And now observe how it comes back. And observe how it sinks and sinks into the floor.
can experience something about feeling. Every cell in my body is endowed with the mental quality feeling. Did you notice? Isn't that wonderful? Have you ever heard, has such a fat feeling buttock? It's funny. We're doing the most serious, deep things of life. It sounds funny. Funny and serious and very close together. It depends how I feel, how I experience it. All right. Who likes to share more of this experience, Björn? What did you notice?
What was inside my buttock, or the bones I experienced?
Very seldom people know that there are two sitting bones, you know? Very seldom people know that there inside is a lot of feeling, inside, and the tissues themselves feel. So, let's go back and now do one foot like this and the other one we bend back. Like this, we all can know that. Are you seeing that, Mary? So, like one foot like this, from here to here. Does it go? Okay, yes. Very good. Good. Now, we just all move our hands. See? To our hands. Let's just hang. They were very much carrying us. Do you still feel it in your heart? Alive. They're still alive. All right. Bring them a little up. Well, we turn them around now. Let energy of the evening come in. Receive it in your palm. Make little dishes. And let the energy of the evening come in. Fill it. And gently carry it. And we're carrying it into a place. To the side. To the side. To the side where, to the opposite side of the, how shall I say? To the side where that leg is on the, in front of you. Good. And place it before, on the floor, all what you have. And now you support this one. And keep your head after you, you know, your head or your eyes look at the fingers. Now you turn in the circle forward and look to the other leg. That way that you really see it. Doing as much as you can. Yes. Doing that way. No, that's not right, Graham. Can you do it this way? See?
No.
No? This is where you can go. Look back. And now bring your hands afterwards. Both hands. So far as your head was looking. And then go back. Being aware of that circle, half circle actually. Bring your hands then slowly back to the floor. Lean over. And let your chest be supported on with hands. Stay open to your body. To the breathing. Close your eyes and go into
the silhouette of your form envelops the entire form with your attention. You know of this shape. Your head is resting on your hand. Nicely. And then you close your eyes or you have it open. But see how you are connected with your attention to that living organism. And this particular posture helps us to invite this connection. So, take the right hand up, the right one, or the one which is close to the knee. Just up, just look at that before you. And now we draw a circle. Wait a minute, look at it. We draw a circle and have the eyes looking at it, all the way back to the leg behind. Hold it and know of this. Renew your attention to the sitting on the ground. See how much your mind can hold this position and observe the sensations. Now with your eyes and your head and your hands, you go back all in one. You know of both movements. So bring it back to the change in the hand. The head is looking. And the weight is going into the hand now too. Our joints, which are so plentiful here, folded and bent and stretched or contracted, are awake, or whether I am awake to them. Now we are going away from the floor with both hands. In front of you, you lift and you do the same as we did with one hand. Bring it down to that foot behind and just straight down. Let the mind flow into this. Observe the changes in your hands, in your breathing, in your sitting this way. Perhaps painful. Now we move up again. And go back. Lift your head. And we go down to rest again. Perhaps we now all go also with our head down and rest. With your forehead on the two hands. Well, be a little more intelligent. Look at these two here. And see how the body can fall into this more, into this position. And how you can be more permissive. Hear the word permissive. Let your shoulders go in too.
Shoulders. Yeah.
Let your upper body fall onto the knee or on toward the floor. Try now, would you please, Johan, bend to the other side. And do it there where you have space. I mentioned the word permissiveness. That means giving in and letting the body do what it does and you just observe. Don't pull your breathing, don't push it out, let it do it.
And gently come up and support yourself again on your arm.
And perhaps this is enough. We open up and stretch our legs. See what message we have now from just this stretching. And whether I could sit 3 minutes, 60 seconds to 1 minute, and observe this body in this position in a meditative way. You know what meditation means? Just letting it happen. And what we let happen is giving into this floor. You see, that is a long way to go. Really sitting is very, very subtle. Look in your toes and feel how much you can let go through your heels into the floor, through your wrists, no, your ankles. And allow your knees so we are manifesting here the principle of this practice or this this meditation type, this form of meditation, which is from the gross to the subtle, from the gross experience to the subtle. This is still gross what we do. On a gross level we begin to become present to the moment, purify. Then when I sit quiet, I come in contact with the energy inside. Also I come already now in contact, but yet that isn't enough. It is not close enough. You see, by in movement, we still move, and mind has lots of, it gets just invitations. But when I sit quiet, I can direct the mind to the energies which I now awaken or stimulate, you see. those who are sitting longer will see the difference, that we don't get that we are not replacing this kind of meditation with a quiet one. We just practice sharpening the mind in it. Also get stimulation how to do it at home when life is manifesting itself in my action with me. So I know some are very angry with me and some are feeling it is maybe also boring, but sitting quiet is also boring. Going to work is boring. Driving the bicycle 20 miles is boring. Eating every day can also be boring, but it's always the same food. Work can be boring. Life is repetition. And when we are not awake to it and attentive and awaken to that circle to me where I always go back to my home, I will never come out of that vicious cycle of living a boring, dead life. See? Here we really want to say. Many, many levels we can learn and to many dimensions we can awake. The final then is really to break through the walls of ignorance, through the walls of our condition,